AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. A senior Trump administration official says the Pentagon wants more money for the Iran war. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The official says the request is for $200 billion, an extraordinarily high figure, given the Pentagon already got a funding boost last year.
It takes money to kill bad guys.
At a news conference, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth did not confirm the $200 billion figure.
I think that number could move.
It's unclear if Congress would approve the money. Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren yesterday railed against another forever war.
That burns billions of taxpayer dollars.
And makes life more expensive at home as gas prices jump. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Iran intensified its attacks on Gulf oil and gas infrastructure in retaliation for an Israeli attack on a key Iranian gas field. Oil prices are higher. The Israeli military says it struck Iranian targets in the Caspian Sea for the first time. On social media, President Trump warned if Iran continues striking its neighbor's energy infrastructure, the U.S. would retaliate and massively blow up the entirety of its gas field. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair General Dan Kane said the U.S. military is striking deeper into Iran.
We're flying further to the east now and penetrating deeper into Iranian airspace to hunt and kill one-way attack garrisons, destroying Iran's ability to project power outside of its borders.
National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard was asked about the health of Iran's new supreme leader.
It is unclear of his status or his involvement. He was injured very severely through one of the Israeli strikes. And so the decision-making is unclear about what's happening in the Iranian leadership.
Lebanon's health ministry says over 1,000 people have been killed in the war between Israel and Iran-backed Hezbollah. This is AP News. Spending by Uber is going electric.
Uber says it will invest up to $1.25 billion in electric vehicle maker Rivian Automotive to help launch up to 50,000 robotaxis. The initial deployments of the vehicles are expected to begin in San Francisco and Miami in 2028 and will expand to 25 cities. Uber's investment in Rivian will be spread out over that time period and is subject to hitting certain autonomous milestones by specific dates. An initial $300 million investment has been committed to following the deal's signing, subject to regulatory approval. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
At Hobart Airport in Australia, a passenger looking through the stuffed animals at a terminal shop spotted a real animal, a possum, peering out from among the stuffed kangaroos on the display shelf. The animal grew wary of the growing attention and left the shop and was removed from the airport unharmed. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.